Writing is not content, perfection is not over-engineering, and open weights may not stay open. Michael Lynch, writing at Refactoring English, argued in a post scoring 192 points and 151 comments that the word content is corrosive to the practice of writing. The distinction he draws, content implies interchangeable, fungible material optimized for algorithmic distribution, while writing implies something made with intention for a specific audience with a particular argument. Lynch reported that abandoning the content framing improved his output, or at least made the work feel more meaningful. The HN comment thread drew heavily from writers in the community sharing parallel experiences, with several noting that vocabulary shapes approach. Content invites thinking about production rates and SEO. Writing invites thinking about whether the argument holds. A piece titled Perfection is Not Over-Engineering scored 244 points and 106 comments. The author pushed back against the common software development advice that seeking perfection is a form of over-engineering to be avoided in favor of shipping. The counter-argument, the two qualities are orthogonal. Over-engineering means adding complexity beyond what the problem requires. Perfection, in the author's framing, means understanding what the problem requires and solving it completely and correctly. A Routledge book on the psychology of software teams drew 102 points and 30 comments, with engineers sharing experiences with team dysfunction and interest in whether psychological research frameworks can systematize patterns practitioners notice empirically. Jelly UI, a library that adds soft body physics to native HTML form controls, producing checkboxes that jiggle and input fields with elastic deformation, scored 526 points and 159 comments, among the higher engagement developer tool stories of the day. The implementation works with native DOM elements rather than Canvas or WebGL, preserving accessibility and semantic correctness while adding physics behavior. The Ex Situ Project, an open-source spatial index of cultural artifacts displaced from their countries of origin through colonialism, wartime looting, or disputed purchases, drew 38 points and 22 comments. It maps where objects currently reside against where they originated. A koi pond mosaic assembled from 10 pounds of 3D printer waste scored 39 points and 32 comments. With discussion focused on the sorting and composition process the artist developed to work with material that arrives in inconsistent shapes and colors. The episode's What If We're Wrong segment applied skeptical pressure to the day's most confident claim that open weights Chinese AI models are winning global developer mindshare and will become the default infrastructure for AI development outside the United States. Three counterarguments were examined. First, enterprises and regulated industries require security audits, data residency guarantees, and compliance certifications. Chinese origin models reportedly face substantially higher scrutiny in these contexts, regardless of weight availability. Second, the tooling ecosystem around American models, LangChain, Llama Index, major cloud provider integrations, is more mature, creating switching costs that offset some weight availability advantage. Third, open weights do not guarantee continued openness. A lab that releases weights today can change licensing terms, restrict future releases, or face government pressure to limit distribution. The suggested signals to watch: differential adoption rates between enterprise and individual developer contexts, and any licensing restrictions on major Chinese open weights models in the next 12 to 18 months.